Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. At least 492 people have been killed after Israel launched intense airstrikes on Lebanon. Jessica Millwood reports.
It's been the deadliest day in Lebanon since the 2006 war. Nearly 500 people have been killed, more than 1,500 injured, as tens of thousands of Lebanese citizens flee their homes. Israel says it's targeting Hezbollah weapons, which are being hidden in civilian homes. The IDF releasing images claiming to show a missile being stored in a property. The Pentagon has announced the US is sending additional troops to the region as the conflict edges towards all-out war.
Australia is spearheading an international push to protect aid workers in war zones. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has used a speech to the UN General Assembly in New York to call for greater protections for humanitarian aid workers. It comes after an emotional plea from the family of Australian humanitarian Zomi Frankum, who was killed in Gaza earlier this year. Senator Wong says practical steps need to be taken to ensure people like Ms. Frankum are better protected in war zones.
Australia has listened to humanitarian leaders' calls for greater protection of aid workers, and we are taking action. This week we are convening ministers and humanitarian leaders to begin work on a new declaration for the protection of humanitarian personnel.
The leader of Indonesian terrorist group Jamaah Islamiyah has apologised to Australians for the 2002 Bali bombings in which 202 people died. The Australian newspaper reports Parawajianto says he's dissolving the group so leaders can work towards world peace. Close at home, thousands of nurses in New South Wales have walked off the job for 24 hours. They're calling for a 15% wage rise. Emergency departments will continue to provide life-saving care during the strike. Some elective surgeries have been postponed. Nurses and Midwives Association spokesman Michael Waits says they'll continue to take action until the government listens.
We've demonstrated to the government that there are shortages in every healthcare facility across New South Wales, and to address that, they need to match the pay that nurses and midwives get in Queensland and Victoria. The government's current offer of 3% goes nowhere near that.
Students will soon be blocked from creating social media accounts using their school email address. The Education Department will roll out the change for primary and high school students next term to prevent students creating secret accounts without their parents' knowledge. Premier Chris Minns says social media is a global, unregulated experiment on young people.
We're seeing rates of self-harm, very confronting statistics about students and young people taking their own lives at record numbers. And I think it's directly correlated to the widespread, ubiquitous use of social media.
A woman's been freed after two cars collided head-on at Berkshire Park in Sydney's west this morning. There are significant delays along Richmond Road. Fire and Rescue Superintendent Adam Jubri says it was a complicated rescue mission.
One of the ladies had become severely trapped and suffered significant lower limb injuries. Now, while ambulance paramedics treated and stabilised that casualty, firefighters moved in with hydraulic cutting equipment and started to remove the car that had crushed the lady so that lady could be freed. She's now being transported to hospital.
Hope Sport.
Carlton captain Patrick Criff says he believes his most consistent season is what led to his second Brownlow medal for best and fairest in the AFL season. Eddie Summerfield reports from Melbourne.
With 12 best-on-ground performances, it was a phenomenal season for Patrick Cripps, the 17th dual Brownlow medal winner with 45 votes, seven ahead of Collingwood's Nick Dacos. Consistency the key for Captain Cripps.
I knew it was my most consistent year. You know, I had to go to work on my game at the end of last year. I felt it was a few areas I needed to really go to work on.
Averaging 28 disposals a game and leading the competition for clearances, it was an all-conquering season. That elusive Carlton premiership will drive the Brownlow man this off-season.
And in tennis, Rafael Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz have been named in Spain's squad for the Davis Cup's final eight in November. Nadal, a 22-time Grand Slam champ, hasn't competed since losing in the second round of the Paris Olympics.
Hope weather.
Partly cloudy with light winds, heading for a top of 25 degrees in the city, getting up to 28 in the west. Right now, 17 degrees in the city, 16 in the west. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
This coffee moment is brought to you by station sponsor Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters. We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call Oztip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Oztip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Oztip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at Oztip Recycling. .com.au. Station sponsor.
In Berkshire Park this morning, Richmond Road is closed both ways with a serious multi-vehicle crash between Lindilo Road and St Mary's Road. Diversions on site, traffic lights also flashing yellow. Dedham Court, Hugh Motorway approaching Brooks Road, broken RB double truck closing off a northbound lane. Receive free installation on blinds at Accent Blinds this spring. Visit accentblinds.com.au for a free measuring quote. That's accentblinds.com.au. Station sponsor, I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. It's great to be out and about with you.
Yeah. So, Brendan and Danny Bell, why are you there and why am I here?
Oh, we're live! Hello! Well, we're just currently on the M4 on our way to the airport because we're on our way to the Christian Media and Arts Awards.
Doesn't mean you skip out on your job. What's going on?
We didn't. We gave you the best bits. You're very welcome.
It's such an interesting phrase, the best bits, isn't it? Really, the best. It's what define best for me, Brendan and Danny DeBell.
Well, it's not what we're hearing, that's for sure.
I did hear you say something earlier, Aaron, about us talking about a lot of food.
Yes, there's a lot of food. Segments,
food
content on, yes, Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell. Yeah, I mean, we need to explore that, I think. There's just something that's not quite right in all of this.
Are you saying we're getting catering for breakfast? That's what I heard.
So you're on the way to the airport to these award thingies. What's the award you're going for? What are you potentially going to win here?
Emerging Talent Award.
Oh, I also thought it might be hard-hitting journalism or something, but okay. Oh.
Wow. Yeah, from all our food posts. yeah, so we're so excited. We're nominated with a couple of people who are podcasters. So we'll see. We'll find out tonight, fam, and we'll let you know over the socials what happens. The big reveal.
All right, and the acceptance speeches, are they written yet, just in case? Or are you... like, it's a real dilemma when you think you're going to win an award, you're not sure. Do you prepare or do you not? Is it... I don't know, is it going too far? Is it a bit boastful? Is it a bit too expectant? Have you written a speech with all of that disclaimers in there and to make you feel guilty about it? Are you prepared?
We've prepared our condolences clap. So when someone else's name gets and everybody looks at us,
yes.
We've prepared the clap.
Yeah, we've prepared the clap and the facial expression, the, oh, yes, so
congratulations.
Good, congrats. It's like that face. Like, if you put that into a face.
Yes.
But then in regards to a speech, I've actually just got names that I need to thank, you know? Obviously Jesus, obviously my incredible B-O-S-S, the Aaron Wright, of course.
He's like the OG breakfast host.
Right.
So there we go. So you go up and say, wow, I didn't expect this, and pull out the cards that just sort of are taped together and fall to the floor. Gotcha. Okay. And then if you don't get it, there'll be the smiling but tears running down the face kind of thing. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. I'll make sure my tears are running on the side of the face where the camera's not shooting. She can't see me cry.
This is a good thing. Look, all the best for tonight. Very exciting. And also hope he's part of a bigger thing, this Christian media arts and entertainment and the whole thing, this bigger organisation where all the different independent community Christian radio stations around the country and other media as well. You've got Good TV, which is the Christian TV channel, and all of these other outlets come together in a sort of a membership, a club, and celebrate each other. This is a really cool opportunity and a good thing that there's this unity amongst all of these stations working together. So be there, enjoy the vibe of it, represent Hope well. Please don't let us down.
Oh, we're very excited and we're so grateful for our Hope listener, Hope Brekkie listeners. Hopefully we can represent you well up there tonight.
All right. Now, keep all limbs within the vehicle. Be good.
Behave. If you drive past us, wave.
Yeah, we're on the lookout for listeners, Hope listeners.
Yeah.
All right, behave yourself, Brendan.
I'll try.
We'll catch up tomorrow. We'll give you a call tomorrow, see how you go.
Okay.
Or if we just discreetly don't call or don't talk, that'll be, you know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, we didn't do so well.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Well, we'll get on with the warmed up best of bits then. Brendan and Danny Bell on the way, hopefully to win that award. They deserve it. Almost Monday, Hope 103.2. This night won't end. The lights are flashing like I'm beating your heart. I see a world in outer space. We spiral up and now we're standing on the stars. Take the moon, she's riding on a burning light. She doesn't worry if it's wrong or right. Don't stop the speeding all the way through the night. I don't know.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
It hit me all at once. We're out of the cloudy phase. My face is to the sun. Embrace the way it tastes, 'cause there's never been a better time. Never been a better time. Don't you wanna be alive? We're taking the I don't wanna lose this. Oh.
Cecina, Hope 1032, Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell back on the radio on Thursday. But I've got some warmed up bits to tide you over till they come back on Thursday. And yet another conversation about food. It doesn't start out that way, but trust me, it ends up being about food.
And if you're single, looking for love, some would download one of the dating apps to try and meet new people.
Yes.
Others would, you know, look on the socials to see if there's any kind of, you know, balls or clubs mm-hmm. to join, go and play a certain sport and an opportunity to meet new people.
Running clubs.
Yep. Or even, you know, telling friends, hey, guys, got any single mates, single friends?
Speed dating.
You know, that's it. Try and, you know, make the connection.
Facebook groups.
I'm just any single siblings, you know, let's,
yeah, yeah.
You know, who let's make some blind dates things happen. There are many different ways to find the one.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest trend that is happening in Spain
mm-hmm.
is people are judging who's single and who's not based on what's in their trolley.
Oh, here we go.
No, we're not talking about, oh, they're eating for one. That's not a family.
That's so
they're
sad.
Not judging the amount. No, not at all. That's what comes to mind when you first think about that.
Yeah.
But it comes down to the humble pineapple.
Yeah.
That how people are purchasing and positioning their pineapple in what? Their trolley determines whether they're single or not.
Oh, my life.
And if the pineapple is positioned in a certain way, they're single and therefore open to a conversation and potential love.
I don't. This, all these grocery trolley, because the last time we talked about bananas, now.
Right, it was a bunch of bananas. You had to have them, like, the curve up or laying yeah, on the yeah. curves.
No, it's hanging off the side of
That's
the, off the front.
Right.
But I'm like, okay, so the pineapple yes. has to be upside down.
Yeah, if your pineapple is in your trolley upside down, it means you're single and looking.
Oh, Shania.
So it's Stop. Not just that you're single, it's single and looking.
And don't know how to place your pineapple in the trolley.
So you could walk past someone, check out their trolley and be like, oh, that pineapple's upside down.
Bro, that's
me.
Creepy.
How you doing?
All of a sudden you have someone following you, but you actually just genuinely
that's right.
put the pineapple
oh,
in wrong.
I see the position of your pineapple.
Oh.
I believe you're no. looking for love.
No.
It's like, no.
No, what is
Surely
happening?
There are other ways. What happened to old school? Like, hi, would you like to go
no,
and grab
you
a
know
coffee?
What?
Or
what's next?
Let's go to a dance.
When I have three avocados in my trolley.
Three avocados?
That's when you know that I'm looking for love.
Oh, maybe the avocado represents the children. So you've got a pineapple that's upside down,
Brendan.
So you're single, and then you've got two avocados. So do you want to take them on board?
I love that we've put this out there and imagine. And imagine. Hey, a story came out.
We say this now, but you just wait and see. In 6 months' time, this is going to be trending, and it all started here on Hope Breaky.
Absolutely not.
I don't think we have that influence.
No.
Yeah, no. Breakfast with Brendan and Denny Bell back on the radio Thursday morning. Hope 1032. This is the John Butler Trio.
Look around, man. You see, you can magic. So just sit back, relax.
just sit back, relax, enjoy your while you still have it. Don't look back on life, man, and only see tragic, because you can be better than that. To let it get the better of you. What can be better than that? Last night about what's better than. You can be better than that. To let it get the better of you. What can be better than that? Last night about what's better than. You can be better than that. To let it get the better of you. What can be better than that? Last night about what's better than. You can be better than that. To let it get the better of you. What can be better than that? Last night about what's better than.
Hype
1032.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones, with stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlor, fire truck and farm. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Carlingford Court and Penrith Westfield, or littleamigos.com.
Berkshire Park, Richmond Road, shut both ways. Serious multi-vehicle crash between Lindilo Road and St Mary's Road. Diversions on site and traffic lights are flashing yellow. Northbound is heavy all the way back into Marsden Park. Dedham Court, Hugh Motorway approaching Brooks Road. We do have a broken RB double truck slowing up northbound travel. Over to Mascot, it's heavy for your international airport terminal approaches this morning. Airport Drive and Mars Street. It's also a busy run for the airport tunnel inbound through Mascot on General Holmes Drive. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Jesus' parting words to his disciples were to go into all the world and make disciples. But how do we do it? I'm Tanya Harris of God Conversations. A good way to start is to follow Jesus' example. Jesus went to dinner. He was known as the one who came eating and drinking. He was even accused of being a glutton and a drunk. But think about it. It's over meals that we relax and have the best conversations, where we swap stories and share the highs and lows of life. At the table, everyone has a seat and everyone is of equal value. Remember, the original communion ceremony was not with a plastic mini cup and a tiny cracker. It was an actual meal and everyone was invited. It's no wonder Jesus' ministry was effective. Why not follow his example? Who can you invite for dinner today? For more on having your own God Conversations, go to godconversations.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had. We
Lewis and the news on Hope 103.2. It is 8:30 and time for the latest news headlines with Anita Savage. Good morning.
Lebanese officials say nearly 500 people have been killed in a massive barrage of Israeli airstrikes. Some 1,600 people have been wounded. Israel did warn civilians to flee southern Lebanon, saying it's broadening its strikes against Hezbollah. The New South Wales Health Minister says contingency plans are in place for emergency departments after nurses walked off the job this morning for 24 hours. The union is pushing for a 15% pay rise. Police are searching for the killer of a man who was stabbed in Sydney's Inner West last night. The victim's loved ones were involved in a confrontation with police following the attack in Marrickville. Police are also looking for two gunmen who've robbed a hotel in Sydney's southwest. The men entered the hotel in Canterbury just after 1 o'clock this morning. A security guard suffered minor injuries when he confronted the pair. School students in New South Wales will be banned from using their school email addresses from social media platforms. The measure will be introduced next term to prevent students creating secret accounts without their parents' knowledge. Most economists are predicting interest rates will stay on hold at 4.35% today. And the Salvation Army is calling for more volunteers to help support first responders and communities faced with natural disasters. And I'll be back with more news at 9 o'clock.
Thanks so much, Anita. Weather-wise, partly cloudy one today, 25. The expected top tomorrow, 31, with a shower or two developing.
Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Hugh Van Kylenberg about resilience in teens. Hosting Australia's top 10 podcast at the same time running the Resilience Project, Hugh opens up about his family life and how resilience needs to be practiced instead of just talked about.
Our family is not one of those families that sits around the dinner table having a nice meal. It's utter chaos and mayhem. But when I brought the gym cards home, the question might be, what's the best thing that happened to you today? Or who's someone who made you smile today? And we go through these cards and they love it. Like, they really love doing it. So it feels quite nice that the kids are, you know, enjoying these cards.
Pick up resilience tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
Here's Melissa Brown, principal at Covenant Christian School.
At Covenant, we know that Christian education in the early years makes a difference. We have the privilege of partnering with Christian families to form and shape the way a child will see the world right from the very start of schooling. We want our students to know that living with Jesus as Lord puts every part of life and education in its proper place. Come and see for yourself how a rigorous Christian education makes a difference, especially in the early years.
Station sponsor, Covenant Christian School.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. They always have so many great jobs. First up, Youth Works in Port Hacking is seeking someone for an outdoor ministry traineeship. Combine your love for nature with your faith with Youth Works. And Australian College of Christian Studies in Burwood is looking for an IT support junior to work closely with the existing IT team. You can apply for these jobs or view hundreds more at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
Hope 103.2.
Apollo Limited, Hope 1032, Brendan and Danny Bell back on your radio on Thursday. Till then, I've got some reheated best of bits, like the iconic childhood.
What's iconic to the childhood of your generation? Social media is blowing up right now with people sharing memories that are iconic and specific to their generation of childhood. A text has come in from Candace saying Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh.
Then they went to CD-ROM versions.
Oh,
I remember a salesperson coming to our door and selling the Britannica books to my parents. We have the full set for years and still think that mum and dad have it on their bookshelf, Candace.
The CD-ROMs, and it would be like this year, you know, 2002.
Yes. Oh, they'd be specific. Britannica, and it was like wild animals. And then there was another one, it's like geography and planets. And they're all shared out between each version. Very good. But joining us this morning is Audrey. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
Your memory. What is it?
Overhead projectors.
Stop. Yes. Oh, that was my thing.
For those who are listening going, what's an overhead projector? Can you please explain?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Look, you guys have technology these days. Well, this was our technology.
Yes.
You know, presenting, doing a speech. Even the teachers used to do, instead of using the whiteboard or the blackboards, they would do equations on that and explain to us.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So it included these sheets, plastic sheets, that you put on top of a light source that was called a projector.
Right.
And so you'd sit it on top and it'll project against the wall.
Yeah.
I remember specifically from church when we were doing the lyrics.
Yes.
And you pull it up as people are singing, you're pulling it up, pull the sheet of paper up, the plastic piece up.
And then if the printer didn't print the words or the letters outside of the printing space, you'd manually have to get a black pen and finish the S or the
right
on the end. And then if you would be in church and you would have the projector, like the screen, only down a little bit, a quarter of the way.
Oh, so you'd have to have it in between.
You'd have to have a cover. Like gaffer tape over the bottom of the screen to like of the projector to ensure that it fitted light fitted the projector screen. Amazing! What a memory.
Lyric operators now don't even know.
They've got no idea.
No.
That's amazing.
No, not at all.
Audrey, brilliant memory. Thank you so much for bringing that this morning. Sarah joins us. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Brendan and Danny Bell. Happy Monday.
Oh, happy Monday to you too. Now, your memory.
What's iconic
What
to
is
you?
Iconic to your generation?
Well, I'm 10 years younger, 10 years older than you and Danny Bell, but my best thing is Bluey, the Bluey episode called Fairy Tale, where Bandy talks about the 80s being wild placed. When you didn't have bike helmets, you didn't have like fences on trampolines. That's iconic to my childhood.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And I know the exact episode you're talking about.
I knew it.
And I love that Bluey has made old memories.
Here we go.
Excuse me. Has made old memories irrelevant for generations now. It's very good.
Thank you, Sarah, for reminding us again of Brendan's love for Bluey.
It's brilliant. So good. You are talking about trampolines. I remember the trampolines that didn't have the nets around them. Another big, gigantic ones, and you couldn't move them. They weighed a ton.
Yes.
And then some people, did you ever know anyone who had them in their backyard?
Yeah.
That put them in their, like they had a hole dug in the lawn or in the ground. So you'd step, like you walk across the ground. So the trampoline was at the level of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Like
yes.
That was a thing?
Well, that's very much still a thing.
Stop it. I haven't seen that in years.
Really?
Who's still got their trampoline in a hole in the ground?
But it's like part of new like home developments where it's easier just to have it the ground.
Yeah, but they've probably got a safety thing around the springs now, whereas before we'd have to take a step over the springs because you didn't want to fall
those
in the
big
pit
coils.
Below.
Yeah.
Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell back on your radio on Thursday. This is No Doubt. Hope 1032.
You and me that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go. And if it's real, well, I don't want to know.
No doubt on Hope 103.2 Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell back on your radio Thursday morning. I've got some reheated best of bits to tide us over till then, like Brendan and Danny Bell talking about love.
Where did you find love? Because a couple has found it giving blood. They aligned their appointments together from then on and built a little donation friendship.
Oh, okay. Are you proud of that?
I think it's great. Right. And then here they are, donation married. And so we want to know what your story is. Where did you find love on this marriage week? And Adam joins us. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, DB. How are we going?
Oh, we're good. Where did you find love, mate?
Well, it's probably a fairly normal one, but me and my wife at church, but we both weren't going to that church. So it was a church we both weren't attending, but we went to a mutual friend's baptism and, yeah, found each other there.
Cute.
Baptism.
That's where it's at. Hello, hello. That's right. I'm just thinking, I've been to a lot of baptisms. Hasn't worked for me yet, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
But, Adam, who made the first move?
Oh, gosh. Well, we caught it for quite a while, like a few months, and then one day we just kind of realised that there was a moment at a shopping centre. She was trying on some shoes, and she was kind of my height at that stage, and we're like, oh, there's a spark here.
and then there was
nothing else happened from there, but I did kind of ask her that we should consider going out from that day, and then, yeah, we did. And I guess you say the rest is history.
So what I'm hearing is baptisms is where it's at. Also, shoe places. Shoe stores.
First date, Bets and Bets. Here we go.
I think you've just got to let it happen, guys. Just randomly, if you're in the moment, just see what happens, you know?
I love the advice. That,
Adam, you know what I'm hearing from this is that church and Cinderella, you know, work really well together.
Well,
very good. Thank you.
I just made that connection.
Yep, thanks. I saw you looking at me like, what are you doing? But, you know, and there we go. Fran, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're good. How did you find love?
Okay. There used to be an organisation around called Christian Youth Travel.
Mm-hmm.
And they did tours and stuff. Anyway, I went on one to the Whit Sundays that was 16 days long. Met Ian on the first day, which was Boxing Day. And then by the January long weekend, which was our bicentenary, we were engaged and married 20 months later. And on Monday, we hit 35 years.
Oh, yes! Come on.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well done. Like, on this marriage week, you know, any anniversary is worth celebrating.
Okay, so now what I'm hearing is, first we heard baptisms.
Yeah.
And shoe stores.
Yep.
Hashtag Cinderella. Now we're hearing camping trips.
Yes.
Okay.
Mission Great. Trips.
Mission trips.
Yeah.
I need to book myself on the next mission trip.
Yeah, we're going on mission trips. Yes.
Well, this was actually a holiday. This is actually an organisation that did holidays.
Oh, I'm going on holiday.
Yeah.
We needed an excuse to take leave.
So, yes.
That is beautiful.
Oh, love it.
Congratulations on 35 years.
I honestly just want to sit
at your table and ask so many questions.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, write a book. Tell us all your wisdom.
Yeah. Or you could write a book.
Oh, we could. We could, I think.
Oh, thank you
Amazing.
So much.
Thank you, Fran. Oh, so many stories and, like, texts coming in now. A church, very popular place to meet someone.
Yes. I'm like, yep.
Oh, my.
Great.
Yeah.
Church.
Text 609. I met my
husband
at church. Thank
you, 609. 334 says, I met my husband at our high school youth church camp, another camp, when we were 15, 16. Love at first sight. And now it's been almost 11 years of those 1.5 years married. Here's a really fun one. John. At a bowling alley.
Oh, stop.
I'm loving these places.
I bet the bowling alley was a youth adventure, though. Because, like, that just seems to be the theme.
Theme here.
Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell back in your radio on Thursday. And you can also listen to the podcast, all the best of bits tightened up and made to sound really shiny. That's available on our website and wherever you get your podcasts from as well. Brendan and Danny Bell, that's the name of the podcast.
Hope1032.com.au. Hope1032, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
My son's disability means he needs help, but he still wants to feel independent.
Make your own choices with Life Lift Care and experience the world of independent living. Life Lift Care is your local NDIS provider. They connect you with top allied healthcare providers and assist with community participation and daily tasks.
Life Lift Care helps my son live his life to the fullest.
Station sponsor, Life Lift Care. Lifting lives with heart. Visit lifeliftcare.com.au.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now.
We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
Asheville Hume Highway closed eastbound and a westbound lane blocked off with a truck and car crash. That left turn lane southbound is closed at Frederick Street as well. Berkshire Park, Richmond Road shut both ways. Serious multi-vehicle crash this morning between Lendilo Road and St Mary's Road. We have diversions on site that are suitable for all vehicles. Traffic lights also flashing yellow. Slow for the Hume Motorway northbound Denham Court. Broken LB double truck in lane one that's approaching Brooks Road. I'm Anik Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032.
Cats need a pee like a wake, need to sleep like a pen, need a page to the right, you need a mistake. So much love in you, you got so much love in you. I'm amazed that I'm talking to you. You look like the songs that I've heard my whole life coming true.
Say a little prayer for you. Me, I go say.
3-2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Health officials in Lebanon say nearly 500 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes. More than 1,600 others have been injured. It's the deadliest day of conflict across Israel's northern border in nearly two decades. A spokesman for the Israeli military, Daniel Hagari, says 1,300 targets have been hit. He's acknowledged there's been a high number of casualties, but he's described many of them as Hezbollah terrorists.
The IDF makes vast efforts not to hit civilians and make every effort to mitigate harm to civilians during operational activity.
The New South Wales Health Minister says his disappointed nurses have gone on strike, effectively rejecting a pay rise while negotiations are continuing. Jefferson Shaw reports from State Parliament.
Thousands of nurses have gone on strike for 24 hours across the state. It's expected to impact hundreds of elective surgeries and delay treatments, although life-preserving care will remain. Health Minister Ryan Park says the government had offered to give nurses a 3% pay rise while negotiations continued, but that was contingent on nurses halting their strike action. He says the union's call for 15% is not possible in the New South Wales budget when the government is already meeting the nurses' demand to implement safe staffing levels. At State Parliament, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
A major manhunt is underway after a fatal stabbing in Sydney's inner west last night. Jack Hahn reports.
A man was found stabbed to death outside a fast food restaurant on Marrickville Road in the suburb of Marrickville. Police and paramedics trying to revive the man, but he could not be brought back. Family members were distraught on the scene, some having to be held back by police. Video capturing the moment an officer pulls a taser and shoots it towards an agitated family member at the scene. Whoever stabbed the man has not been arrested and remains on the run. Detectives have not yet been able to establish a motive.
An investigation is underway into a three-car crash in Berkshire Park in Sydney's west this morning. Police